Welcome to Limited Appeal.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to How Go the Bran Flakes.
How right in the Bran Flakes. I think it was something like that.
Pow right in the Bran. Yeah. Yeah. That.
Okay, you do it.
With special guest DJ, John Kellogg.
Oh, wow.
John?
Isn't he long dead?
Well, he's a zombie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, zombie crossover.
Probably been in the freezer.
This will be excellent for our upcoming long-running segment called Zombie Talk.
That will probably never happen.
In 2020, okay. Our top episode was named That Nice Warm Feeling Around the Bum.
Hey.
So
that sounds like a really creepy white title. What the hell were we referring to?
I think I had an invention where you have a bidet warmer. So you got warm water. It like boils the poop to get rid of.
Oh, come on. Because I was going to say the seat warmer with the bidet. I think there are like.
I have one.
Yeah, there you go. I think they made that.
Yeah, I have a Japanese toilet.
Okay.
I think that episode inspired me to buy my Japanese toilet.
I don't blame you. I bet it's delightful.
Oh, let me introduce you to my Japanese toilet with the remote control, the blue light, and the warmed seat.
Remote control. What is that for? What does that do?
Well, it lifts the seat. Mm-hmm. It starts the bidet. It flushes the toilet. It blows the warm air. You control the temperature of the seat, the temperature of the water, the temperature of the air. Like, it's crazy. Mm. Or else it's got sensors where if you just walk in front of it, the seat lifts by itself.
It's very advanced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My ass has never been happier.
Does it have Wi-Fi? Does it connect to Wi-Fi?
No.
Oh, good.
I was going to say.
Because a lot of appliances do now, right? And they have some slight feature on it, but it's really to mine data about your habits. I would find it a little intrusive.
Nice.
know my frequency of using the bathroom.
I wish somebody was keeping some data about my frequency in the bathroom. Yeah. I could use a little feedback.
They'd be blasting you with ads for like Bran Flakes.
Or cheese.
You know, maybe this is a good idea. Maybe we should get into the Wi-Fi toilet business.
Toilet mining.
Yeah.
God damn it.
There must be apps for that. We could just make an app and let people voluntarily tell us when they're using the facilities.
It would be like iNaturalist. You take a photo of your turd, and then someone says, Bran Flakes.
Really?
You know, we could automate it so whatever photo they send us, it sends an automated message saying Bran Flakes.
I like that. Pretty much no matter what you've got going on, Bran Flakes.
Hey, I saw you on TV last night.
You did?
Yeah, you were on a commercial.
You're right. Wow, he recognized me.
Yep. See you later, Bran Flakes.
Before our app comes out, I do want to buy some shares in Bran Flakes. Because this is going to be big.
How do you buy shares in Bran Flakes?
Kellogg, I would guess.
I see.
They must be publicly owned.
So not Bran Flakes specifically, but a company that happens to, among many other things, make Bran Flakes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're their own company.
Okay.
Maybe we should start selling Bran Flakes with a PH, Bran Flakes.
Def Bran.
Def Bran, that's better.
I like it. I'd buy it.
I mean, it's probably also true. I'm not aware of any brand that hears. So if you call it Deaf Brand, that's also literally true.
And our mascot could be like a giant turd with blood coming out of its ears.
So many problems with that. But,
which band would sing our jingle?
Ella Fitzgerald. I got to listen to some Ella Fitzgerald. I'm excited now.
Oh, yeah.
Does she just do Christmas songs? Is that what she's known for?
No. She's known for duets with Louis Armstrong.
Oh, wow. Louis Armstrong was in the new Bill and Ted movie.
There's a new Bill and Ted movie?
Yeah, it's really, really good if you like Bill and Ted movies.
That's an important qualifier.
It is huge, yeah.
Does that include you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm quite a fan.
So you liked it?
Oh yes. Yeah.
How was he in the movie?
Who? Oh, Louis Armstrong?
Yeah.
He was okay. He was like
is he
Oh, you're not saying how was his performance? You're saying right. Like how? What? Oh,
he was appear in the film.
Well, because like the other movies, if you saw them, they go back in history and get people to come with them for various reasons.
Oh, so
they wanted him because they were forming a band of like the best musicians in history. So they went for him.
Right. Good Satchmo choice. On trumpet. Nice. Good choice.
He was younger Louis. I only kind of know him as older Louis.
Do you think when he was young, his voice was all garbly like that?
It's a good question. I wonder what caused that.
How was it in the movie?
I don't remember. I don't think he talked much.
He just trumpeted.
Is your bidet removable? Because you can get ones that are.
No, it's its own system. And in fact, I had to install an extra outlet because it doesn't store the water. It heats the water on demand.
Oh, nice.
So there's actually no water in the tank. All the electronics are in the tank.
Well, you might want to leave the sound equipment out of your suitcase and bring a portable bidet.
I want to know what they say if you go through customs with a bidet system in your luggage.
There's a place here that sells them, the portable one. I can check for you. They're it's at Big Baba.
Big nice. Baba? Oh, God. Big Baba.
I bought some patio furniture from there, but their real specialty is bidets.
Nice.
Patio furniture and bidets.
Well, where's Baba spending most of her time?
True.
So do you go into the store and it's all bidets up front and then you're like, actually I was looking for like for patio furniture and they're like, yeah, okay, come into the back and we've got a few sets of those.
Yeah, that's the second showroom.
You can't go into their storefront. You're just not allowed. So you buy the stuff online and you go back to their cargo bay in the back and you just say your name, they're like, oh yeah, this here, I'll get something for you.
That's totally legitimate, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they have a website.
Oh wow, well in that case.
And they're cheaper than everyone
else. Like,
yeah.
It's like, do you guys remember, this is like maybe an esoteric thing, but it was back in the day. At least for a while, this was a thing in Saskatoon, but there is, I'm sure it was all over the place, but there was this company called Consumers Distributing. You went in there and they just had like a catalog and you like ordered shit off the catalog and then they would just go into the back sort of warehouse and get it for you and bring it up front.
Yeah.
Sort of a similar idea, but online.
For our younger audience, it's like they printed out the internet and then you looked through it and then you stood in line and ordered it. And then Amazon was in the back and they brought it out to you. They were way advanced.
I seem to remember they took longer than Amazon to fulfill it, though.
But they had everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Takes a long time to go through all the bidet attachments.
Yeah, right. I think you had to, like, write out all the numbers on a piece of paper or something.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was a painfully long process for...
That was right beside the Bonanza that burned down, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it was one-stop shopping, baby.
Yeah.
You got all your Christmas shopping done in one line.
It didn't seem like a big store. It's surprising how much they had back there.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they had to look so long. It's probably stacked floor to ceiling.
It could be.
So this was, it's Big Baba's?
Is this to compete with Alibaba?
I don't think so. It's
Alibaba, Big Baba, and Alibaba.
They've kind of, I look at their website, they kind of downplay their bidets now, but it's still one of the five categories.
So five categories are bidets, patio furniture. What are the other three?
Barbecues.
Barbecue, hanging chairs. that's a very specific category. And housewares.
I haven't sat in a hanging chair for a while.
Yeah, they have limited appeal, I feel.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To hear more, check out our website, limitedappeal.net. We're on iTunes and MySpace.
And email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
This is way more talk about Big Baba than I expected.
Way more than the zero you were expecting?
Yeah, around zero.